Right now, we want to talk about Habitat for Humanity Manitoba. They're currently working on the organization's largest build in its history on Pandora Avenue West in Transcona, where eventually 55 Habitat homes will sit. That's expected to be completed in 2026. Now, the cost to build one Habitat home in this development is over $260,000, excluding the land. And our next guest is taking part in an event this week, which has already raised $100,000, but they are determined to raise more.
What a fantastic story this is. Our guest is Jose Castro, and he is participating in his first Habitat Manitoba Spirit of Hope cycling fundraiser, which actually starts tomorrow, wraps up on Friday. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning.
Tell us about the connection you have to Habitat. Why does Habitat mean so much to you?
Sure. Myself and my family moved to Canada when I was 1 year old. I'm 36 now. And our first house was a Habitat house in Point Douglas on Angus Street. So that was a huge change for my family. And if I can give back and help raise some money for a family like mine, then I'm all for it.
What was your living situation before you moved into the Habitat home on Angus?
So before the Habitat home, we moved in there in 91. We were living in a single kind of apartment on Keenley side. And that was very cramped. There's seven of us total. So you can imagine seven people in one room there. So having a yard, a street to play on was a huge change.
Oh, I would imagine. That's a big, big change. Tell us, our listeners, if you could, Jose, about what was life like for your parents in their home country of El Salvador?
It was hard work. Of course, my dad, he likes to talk about, you know, all the good stuff living back in El Salvador, but there was a lot of hard stuff. I mean, it was it's a third world country. Not the safest place. There was a civil war going on at the time. That's why a lot of families came over in the late 80s. So it was a struggle. And it still was when you moved to Canada. But it was a safe struggle, right? It wasn't, you weren't in danger of losing yourself or your kids, right? So
you went from a one-bedroom apartment on Keenley Side into the Habitat home on Angus Street. How long were you in that home?
We were there from 91 to 2005, so about 14 years. So I was about, I think, 4 years old when we first got that. And so all my childhood memories are of that street, of hanging out with my friends, playing hockey on the street, that kind of stuff.
So Canadian. Listen, it's the fifth year for the Spirit of Hope Ride, but it is your first time. What does the Spirit of Hope Ride entail? What happens?
So it's a three-day ride in Kenora. The kilometers, about 260, just under, are split over 3 days. So tomorrow we're leaving at about 7 in the morning, and as soon as we get there, we're riding about 80K. There's going to be 40 of us plus volunteers that are going to help with the food, place to sleep, all that stuff. So it'll be a nice big ride. A lot of hills in Kenora, so I'm very excited about that. It can get a little bit boring cycling in flat Manitoba.
And by the way, in case you're wondering, how does a Habitat for Humanity Manitoba fundraising ride end up in Ontario? Well, the organization also does provide homes for Kenora, Ontario. And it's one of the nicest spots around. So that's pretty cool that you get to participate in this. But it sounds like it's not just a leisurely stroll kind of a ride. Like, have you had to train up for this?
Definitely. Training is required. I do, normally my route would be from my house in East Kildonan to Birds Hill, East Selkirk, Lockport and back, and that's about 100K. So I do that pretty regularly. It's been a little bit hard this year because the weather's been all over the place. But training is important, having the right mindset, that kind of stuff. And the fact that we're cycling with 40 other riders is awesome, because, you know, if one rider is a little bit down, the other ones will encourage them to continue.
Well, and the good news is, regarding the weather, Jose, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful ride. It's going to be a warm one Thursday and Friday, that's for sure. Does your passion for Habitat help you drive this 200 plus kilometers, you know, particularly in moments where maybe you were just mentioning, you know, if one rider is down, the others can help lift up. Have you ever had moments where you just wanted to stop riding?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's one of those things where after a certain amount of kilometers, you're kind of saying to yourself, what am I doing? I could turn around at any point. So moments like that, you definitely have to dig a little deeper. And for me, longer distance rides, I use that time to kind of reflect on where I'm at now, where my past and all that. And that's where I get that kind of strength or push to keep going. It helps a lot.
Our guest is Jose Castro, taking part in the Habitat for Humanity Manitoba Spirit of Hope Cycling Fundraiser, which starts tomorrow and wraps up on Friday. Jose grew up in a Habitat home on Angus Street. And this particular ride has been going for 5 years, but it's your first. So how did you get involved for the first time after 5 years?
Actually, a friend had told me about it. So I looked into it quite a bit. I'd been doing some fundraising for other charities in the past. And then when I heard about this one and how it connected back to my roots, I just felt like it was the perfect fit. And so, yeah, this is my first year, but I have plans to continue this next year and as long as I can.
Ah, that's, Jose, that's fantastic. And I know that you've said cycling makes you happy and it gives you a sense of peace. Well, we are hoping for a happy, joyous ride and a very peaceful ride. And congratulations to you for, you know, putting in the hard work to help others.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Jose Castro joining us live on 680 CJOB.